This is A City Come Again, a Christmastime performance from William Jewell College and KCUR 89.3. I'm your host, Ian Coleman, Chair of the Department of Music at William Jewell College in Liberty, Missouri. A liberal arts college, William Jewell is well known throughout the Kansas City region for its commitment to critical thinking and the arts, and perhaps best known for the Harriman Jewell series. In 1982, the college collaborated with Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral in downtown Kansas City to begin the enduring holiday tradition, The City Come Again. It is William Jewell's Christmas gift in words and music to the city. Today, we'll hear a variety of performances by acclaimed Jewell faculty and award-winning Jewell ensembles. Christy White has directed and prepared the handbell choir we are listening to now. Later, we will hear the college's concert choir under the direction of conductor and composer Dr. Anthony Maglione. The concert choir was named runner-up for the American Prize in Choral Performance in 2015. Since that time, the choir has released two albums. We share highlights of the event recorded on December 10th at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral. Dr. Anne-Marie Rigler, the college organist, provides accompaniment to congregational carols. And further, we are joined by friends and special guests reading poetry that reflects the season. We begin this 36th presentation of The City Come Again with the choir singing Moses Hogan's arrangement of the spiritual Glory, Glory, Glory to the Newborn King.
Jesus Christ is glory, 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 that Jesus Christ is glory, 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 glory to God. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, God of mercy and compassion, God of abundant love, may we in this city of fountains, art, learning, and service always reach out to one another as a reflection of the hope and promise which your blessed Son made known to us. May we in this city of energy and charisma always share your wisdom and grace. May we in this city come again, celebrate the holy seasons now upon us, honoring one another and the sacredness within us. In the name of all that is holy and good and true, in the name of all that is blessed from now until forever. Amen.
That was the Very Reverend Evelyn Hornaday, Interim Dean of Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral. Having heard the processional carol, O Come All Ye Faithful, we will now hear an engaging new composition by local composer Jeffrey Wilkin that creatively sets the traditional Hodie Christus Natus Est text in a way that blends free sections where the choir overlap musical ideas with more measured and traditional rhythmic passages to stunning effect. Following that, we will hear the president of William Jewell College, Dr. Elizabeth MacLeod Walls, read Jane Kenyon's Let Evening Come, a poem that so elegantly captures the end of a winter day.
Thank you. Let the light of late afternoon shine through chinks in the barn, moving up the bales as the sun moves down. Let the cricket take up chafing as a woman takes up her needles and her yarn. Let evening come. Let dew collect on the hoe abandoned in long grass. Let the stars appear and the moon disclose her silver horn. Let the fox go back to its sandy den. Let the wind die down. Let the shed go black inside. Let evening come. To the bottle in the ditch, to the scoop in the oats, to air in the lung, let evening come. Let it come as it will, and don't be afraid. God does not leave us comfortless. So let evening come.
You're listening to The City Come Again on KCUR 89.3, and I'm your host, Ian Coleman. And that was the congregational carol, In the Bleak Midwinter, sung at The City Come Again on December 10th. We will now hear Sarah Rowland, one of the trustees of William Jewell College, reading a selection from Dylan Thomas's A Child's Christmas in Wells, which, in a light-hearted and free-flowing style, depicts remembered events from Christmas's past through the eyes of a young boy. This will be followed by a setting of the traditional O Magnum Mysterium text by the Norwegian-born composer who lives now in New York, Ola Yalo. The William Jewell Concert Choir is joined by Dana Woolard Hewitt on cello and is under the direction of Dr. Anthony Maglione.
One Christmas was so much like another in those years around the sea town corner, now and out of all sound except the distant speaking of the voices I sometimes hear a moment before sleep, that I can never remember whether it snowed for 6 days and six nights when I was 12, or whether it snowed for 12 days and 12 nights when I was 6. All the Christmases roll down toward the two-tongued sea like a cold and headlong moon bundling down the sky that was our street. And they stop at the rim of the ice-edged, fish-freezing waves. And I plunge my hands in the snow and bring out whatever I can find. In goes my hand into that wool-white, bell-tongued ball of holidays resting at the rim of the carol-singing sea, and out come Mrs. Prothero and the firemen. It was on the afternoon of the day of Christmas Eve, and I was in Mrs. Prothero's garden waiting for cats with her son Jim. It was snowing. It was always snowing at Christmas. December, in my memory, is white as Lapland, though there were no reindeers. But there were cats, patient, cold, and callous, our hands wrapped in socks. We waited to snowball the cats. Sleek and long as jaguars and horrible whiskered, spitting and snarling, they would slink and sidle over the white back garden walls, and the lynx-eyed hunters, Jim and I, fur-capped and moccasin trappers from Hudson Bay off Mumbles Road, would hurl our deadly snowballs at the green of their eyes. The wise cats never appeared. We were so still, Eskimo-footed Arctic marksmen in the muffling silence of the eternal snows, eternal ever since Wednesday, that we never heard Mrs. Prothero's first cry from her igloo at the bottom of the garden. Or if we heard it at all, it was to us like the far-off challenge of our enemy and prey, the neighbor's polar cat. But soon the voice grew louder. "Fire!" cried Mrs. Prothero, and she beat the dinner gong. And we ran down the garden with the snowballs in our arms toward the house. And smoke, indeed, was pouring out of the dining room. And the gong was bombardating, and Mrs. Prothero was announcing ruin like a town crier in Pompeii. This was better than all the cats in Wales standing on a wall in a row. We bounded into the house, laden with snowballs, and stopped at the open door of the smoke-filled room. Something was burning, all right. Perhaps it was Mr. Prothero, who always slept there after midday dinner with a newspaper over his face. But he was standing in the middle of the room saying, "A fine Christmas," and smacking at the smoke with a slipper. "Call the fire brigade," cried Mrs. Prothero as she beat the gong. "They won't be there," said Mr. Prothero. "It's Christmas." There was no fire to be seen, only clouds of smoke, and Mr. Prothero standing in the middle of them waving his slipper as though he were conducting. "Do something," he said. And we threw all our snowballs into the smoke. I think we missed Mr. Prothero and ran out of the house to the telephone box. "Let's call the police as well," Jim said, "and the ambulance, and Ernie Jenkins. He likes fires." But we only called the fire brigade, and soon the engine came, and three tall men in helmets brought a hose into the house, and Mr. Prothero got out just in time before they turned it on. Nobody could have had a noisier Christmas Eve.
And when the firemen turned off the hose and were standing in the wet, smoky room, Jim's aunt, Miss Protheroe, came downstairs and peered in at them. Jim and I waited very quietly to hear what she would say to them. She said the right thing, always. She looked at the three tall firemen in the shining helmets standing among the smoke and cinders and dissolving snowballs, and she said, "Would you like anything to read?" Always on Christmas night, there was music. An uncle played the fiddle, a cousin sang Cherry Ripe, and another uncle sang Drake's Drum. It was very warm in the little house. Auntie Hannah, who had got onto the parsnip wine, sang a song about bleeding hearts and death, and then another in which she said her heart was like a bird's nest, and then everybody laughed again, and then I went to bed. Looking through my bedroom windows out into the moonlight and the unending smoke-colored snow, I could see the lights in the windows of all the other houses on our hill and hear the music rising from them up the long, steadily falling night. I turned the gas down. I got into bed. I said some words to the close and holy darkness, and then I slept.
Let's take a short break. When we return, we'll hear the president and CEO of the World War I Museum and Memorial reading a poem inspired by the Christmas Truce 1914, and more Christmastime favourites, including Silent Night, which is celebrating a big anniversary this year, and, of course, more performances by the William Jewell College Concert Choir. I'm Ian Coleman, and you're listening to The City Come Again on KCUR 89.3. Welcome back to this performance of The City Come Again on KCUR 89.3. I'm your host, Ian Coleman. It Came Upon a Midnight Clear was selected as the next congregational carol for its references to peace on earth as a way of anticipating the reading that follows it. Dr. Matthew Naylor, the president and CEO of the National World War I Museum and Memorial, joins us to read The Game by British poet Ian Macmillan. Here, Macmillan creates a work inspired by ideas, images, and lines written by British Premier League under-12 teams as they were visiting the Ypres battlefields. In Macmillan's creative and clever hands, these lines take on multiple meanings, at once referencing aspects of soccer while also depicting a bittersweet moment in time. This is followed by an arrangement of Silent Night that has been performed at The City Come Again every year since its inception. Insightfully arranged by then-student Mark David Johnson, it has been prepared and is conducted by Rosie Smith, a senior music education major. It is interesting to note that this piece was first written and performed on Christmas Eve 200 years ago.
Thank you. It is so cold. The lines of this poem are sinking into the unforgiving mud, no clean sheet. Dawn on a perishing day, the weapons freeze in the hands of a flat back four. The moon hangs in the air like a ball skied by a shivering keeper. All these boys want to do today is shoot and defend and attack. Light on a half-raised wave, the trench faces lifted till you see their breath. A ball flies in the air like a moon kicked through the morning mist. All these boys want to have today is a generous amount of extra time. No strict formations here this morning, no 4-4-2 or 4-5-1, no rules really, just a kickabout with nothing to be won except respect. We all showed pictures. I learned his baby's name. Now clear the lines of this poem and let's get on with the game. No white penalty shot this morning. The players are all unknown. You can see them in the graveyards in teams of forgotten stone. The nets are made of tangled wire. No man's land is the pitch. A flare floodlights the moment between the dugouts and the ditch. 100 winters ago, sky open to the sunshine of the sun shining on these teams of players and the sounds of this innocent game. All these boys want to hear today is the final whistle. Let them walk away. It has been so cold. The lines of these poems will be found written in the unforgotten mud like a team sheet. Remember them. Read them again.
I'm Ian Coleman, and I'm hosting this broadcast of The City Come Again on KCUR 89.3. There is a commitment in planning The City Come Again to support local artists. This was seen in the premiere of Jeff Wilkins' work earlier in this programme. It is reflected again in the commissioning of a new poem read here by its author, the poet in residence at William Jewell College, Dr. Ruth Williams. She takes a line from the Frost poem that gives the event its name and insightfully extracts a rhythm that reflects a ringing bell. This then becomes a foundational metaphor used throughout this short but masterful work.
Start at the smallest bell, the one you don't notice or see, the flat, soft bell of a heel on pavement as it hits, hits, hits. Attuned now, hear the shifting tone of the city itself, the sharp yellow bells of the plaza's lights, the rumbling bell of a freight train tracking through town, your ear like a finger on the cold steel, a high whine that sparks against the bright windows of Union Station, its stone walls, a heavy bell vibrating with Christmas crowds, their coats, a scale of bells, the season runs its hands down, high to low, as cars move through the streets, each pass of tires pressing a bell, paseo, paseo, paseo. Oh, here come the feather bells of snowflakes, a tinkling sound that echoes off ice flows on the Missouri River's low, slow bell. Hush, hush, hush. The winter tones chime. The city joins the chorus, a cascade of bells that ring a surrounding sound. City, come again. City, come again. City, come again. It's the season to hear your sound.
The final choral arrangement of this year's The City Come Again is my arrangement of Angels We Have Heard on High, which was done in early November. Dr. Anthony Maglione, the director of choral studies at William Jewell, and I have worked together on many projects over the years. He asked if I might come up with a lively arrangement, and I was happy to provide something that would add a light and a joyful end to the event. Knowing it was coming after Ruth's poem with its bell references, I used a bell-like motif in the organ accompaniment played here by the college organist Dr. Anne Marie Rigler to generate the rhythmic energy that persists throughout this short work.
Thank you.
As we enjoy listening to Dr. Anne-Marie Rigler performing the David Maxwell arrangement of O Come, O Ye Faithful, I want to thank you for joining us for this performance of The City Come Again, William Jewell's annual gift in music and word to Kansas City, here on KCUR 89.3. The performance was recorded and mastered by Robert Beck, Director of Recording at the UMKC Conservatory of Music and Dance. Our program was produced by KCUR's Stephen Steigman. Our thanks to the staff of William Jewell College, Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral, KCUR's David Folk, and the faculty, staff, and students who made today's performance possible. The complete performance, including prelude music, is available at kcur.org. I'm Ian Coleman, Chair of the Department of Music at William Jewell College. Thanks for joining us today.